Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. May I please have your zip code?
60458.
60458. One moment. Okay, may I have your name, sir?
Jim Clemens, C-L-E-M-E-N-S.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Go ahead and verify your address for me, please.
7538 Blazer, Justice, Illinois, 60458.
Okay. Okay, so I see here you have the Icon Mini Pods and the Icon Smartwatch. Smartwatch is a great watch to have. It actually records your steps and it tracks your heart rate as well as send messages to your phone. The iPods are a great sound system. So how can I help you, Mr. Clemens?
Yeah, I want to cancel both orders.
Okay, we'll go ahead and start that process.
Because that was ordered on a rewards program from the U.S. Post Office.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I got no documentation on that at all.
Okay.
So, anyway, I just
did you order on over line on,
yes,
online?
On a survey.
I'm sorry. Can you say that for me again?
On a survey.
Oh, on a survey. Okay. Okay. Just give me a few seconds here. Let me pull that up for you.
Where are you located?
I'm in Alabama.
Nice state.
I'm sorry?
Nice state.
Yeah, it is.
I already have a watch.
Oh, you, it's not actually a watch. It's more than a watch.
It's a Fitbit. I have a Fitbit. So
oh, you have that already? Okay.
Yes, okay. It's similar.
Yeah, similar to that, yeah. Okay.
And the way they put it, I ordered that erroneously.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the iPad. I'm not sure about the iPod, if that is any good or not.
Okay. Well, I've had a couple of people.
Reorder, correct?
I'm sorry, say again?
If I decide to reorder that iPod.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And what is it? What is it actually used for? Can you tell me? Just music?
No. Hold on. Let me just pull up that information, okay? Let me just click off the screen, and I'll go over to the website. Let's see here. And we're talking about the pods, correct?
Yeah. Because it doesn't distinguish one from the other. They're both, the sites are the best choice. And Shop Lifestyle. Now, are you both the same business?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's put on my credit card?
Yes, sir. See, I'm actually a third-party support, third-party call center, and I'm a customer support agent. And we handle over 400 different companies, and they have a long extensive list of products that they do sell, and so when you see those charges that's under that title to your account, it's actually the billing address, so it wouldn't be the actual product.
Yeah, that's one reason why I want to cancel. I didn't get enough documentation.
Oh, okay, no problem. I was trying to find that information for you on the website. Just give me one moment, okay?
We're both charged $5.95 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the process of disputing it, just in case.
The $5.95?
Yes.
Okay.
And this way I won't have to if you cancel it.
Yeah.
And have that returned on my credit card.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold for a brief second so I can pull this information up for you about the pods and what other things that they're able to do. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the mini pods, they're like the you can Bluetooth it, you can listen to music, you can answer your phone, you can connect it with your cell phone, listen to stories on your phone, you know, like ebook or Kindle.
Okay.
Yeah. So the, you know, if you have a if it's Bluetooth accessible, then you can use it for whatever item you do have.
You need a smartphone for that?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have an Android. I was just wondering if that would work.
Oh, yeah. It's compatible to an Android as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe I should keep that order and don't cancel that one. It's just the watch. Or
just
the
watch?
Yeah, the digital.
Okay.
So, that.
All right, hold on just a sec. Let me come out of this screen here.
That's what I ask you. Can I reorder it? Because then I'll have to ask, get some more information about that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to somebody that's got one.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. If you go to a website, it may have some reviews on that.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. But just cancel that both right for now.
Oh, you want me to cancel both of them then?
Yes, you might as
okay.
well.
Sure,
reorder
sure, sure.
it. I get more information.
Okay, no problem. Let
Is
me go ahead.
The same price, or don't you know?
For the earbuds, I mean for the watch, yeah, both of them are $5.99, $95.
It will be okay.
Well, that hold on, let me do double check here. Hold on. Okay, Mr. Clemens, I see. When you did place the order on the 18th, the $5.95 and $5.95 is to try the pods and the watch out to see if it's something that you like. And in fact, you do like it, then the company will charge you the retail price for it. If it's something that you don't like, you will call and cancel.
And send
if
back?
You would yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just cancel them both.
Okay. We'll go ahead and start the process, okay?
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just give me a few seconds, okay?
Sure. Did they tell you what is the regular price on that would be charged after
sure.
the...
Sure.
What is it?
Hold on. Let's see. Okay, so the pods will be... $59.95. The watch would be $59.95 as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just go continue with
go
the
cancel. Okay, sure.
Cancellation.
All righty.
On that site, you know, it really didn't explain the specifics of that. That's right.
Yeah, I understand.
So it shouldn't have been shipped already, I hope.
I can check that for you, too.
I don't know what to do and don't know if they shipped them. You got to refuse the shipment.
Okay. Let me see if it's already been shipped. Yes, sir. It's already been shipped. Oh, it was shipped on the 21st. Let me see what you need to do to return
today.
It. Yeah, hold on a second.
This is today, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah, today. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, the order was placed on the 18th, so yeah, they did ship it out today. Let me find out.
You can still cancel that shipment.
I'm just trying to get that information, so just bear with me 1 second, okay?
Of course, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to start the cancellation process. I can't stop the watch from arriving at your home. Let me just go ahead and take care of this portion first, and then we'll continue on, okay?
Sure.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. You let me know if it's something that you're interested in, and if not, we'll continue on, okay? All righty. So as I process your cancellation, you're being offered a 35% refund on the end of trial charge, and that would have been that $59.95 if you wanted to proceed. Is that something you're interested in?
No.
Okay, very good. All right. Okay, so now you're being offered 50% refund on the end of trial for both those two items, the watch and the earbuds. So you'll be paying half of the $59.95. Is that something you're interested in?
No.
Okay, very good. We'll continue. Okay. Okay, so now you're being offered either the earbuds or the watch for free. So you'll pay for one and you'll get the other one for free if that's something you're interested in.
No.
Okay, very good. Okay. Just a few more seconds here, and I'll be done. Okay. Okay, so now we're at the part where you're going to return the watch. So
I've read some reviews on that already, and they said it's very difficult to return any products.
Oh, I don't see why it's hard to return a product. I'm finna give you the information, and you're going to send it to the address.
Because otherwise, I'd just rather refuse the shipment if they can't stop it.
Who refused the shipment? We did? They saying that we received it, refused the shipment?
I will refuse it.
Oh, you will refuse it. Oh, no, you can return it.
I know, but I read a review already that if you don't like the product and try to return, they make it very difficult to return.
But see, that's what I'm explaining to you. I don't know what happened with that customer there, but it's not hard to return the item back to us. What happened is there would be a $9.95 restocking fee. That's the only only.
That's one of the reasons.
Okay. That's hard. I'm not really sure, but anyway. There is a $9.95 restocking fee, and it's subtracted from the amount that you are refunded.
And
that's
your,
that's,
I was charged.
Well, you're charged $10 and what, $11? $11.90.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's for two.
Yeah, that's for two of them. And it's just, you, it's $9.95 for both of them.
Okay, but that's not what I want to do.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what else.
You got to cancel that shipment.
Yeah, I'll cancel it for you. But you're going, I mean, I can't cancel the shipment because it's already on in transit to you. But
well,
I can give you the information to return the watch.
But not for
and the earbuds. Now, see, you're going to have to let me get my supervisor in on this because after offering you this, well, actually explaining it to you, I'm not sure where to go after this because I've never had this question before. So just hold on a second and we'll get this rectified, okay?
Yeah, okay, because otherwise I'm going to proceed with this dispute.
Okay. Well, if you do, I don't know if you understand the dispute process, but if you do dispute the charges, what the company is going to do is the credit card company is going to do, they're going to give you a temporary refund, and then they're going to contact us and do an investigation, and then they're going to ask us for documentation, so we're going to give them all the information that's on the website. And when they do get the information from us, they're going to do a mock account. And when they get to the terms and conditions, they're going to read over the terms and conditions, and they can't go against the terms and conditions because it is there. And then what they're going to do with you is they're going to take that refund back from you and charge you that, what, $11.90 again. Because all the information is valid.
Well, you document everything I said today, haven't
you? Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. This is a recorded call.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I gave you enough reason to cancel it.
Yes, sir, and it's canceled.
Okay.
So just hang on a second. Let me speak with the supervisor about your returning the product, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Hey, Mr. Clemens, I have just spoken with my supervisor, and guess what has happened for you? You've hit the jackpot. This is Price is Right. So my information that I've received from her is you do get to keep the product when it does come to your home.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah. You're not going to be charged. I'm canceling out the account. Well, I've already canceled the account out. And the $9.95 you won't have to pay. So that's why I say I don't know for that review why they would say that, because if she's giving you the actual product, you're getting to keep it for the retail price.
Oh.
And those actually are great watches and they're a great pair of earbuds. So I don't know why they would say that. Did you see any good reviews whatsoever?
I'll keep it for the retail price.
No. You keep it for the shipping and handling price.
And they'll cancel the rest of the charge.
Yeah, everything else is canceled. I've already done that.
There will not be a charge after the trial period.
That's correct.
Could you send me a documentation about that?
No, sir. I cannot send you a documentation because my system is not set, or I don't have any fields to send the email out. But I can give you a confirmation number. A cancellation number.
Sure, that'll help.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and I'll do that for you, okay?
So I will not have to dispute the charges. Let them go. And they are already shipped. And to keep them for more than a trial period with any further charge.
Yeah. So you're just getting the gift for $11.90. Great gift, by the way.
Oh, sure. I really don't need the watch. I'll have to give it away to somebody.
Why? Oh, because you have a fit already. Okay. Yeah. Well, hang on just a second. Let me go ahead and make these notations to the account, okay?
Okay. What's the confirmation number?
Just give me 1 second. I'll give that to you, okay? It's just a different screen that I have to pop into, and
sure.
It takes a little time for me to get there. So just bear with me just for a second, okay?
I am going to write down no charges extra.
Sure, do that.
But they're authorized to do that.
I'm sorry?
You are really authorized to do that?
Am I authorized to do that?
Well, I mean your supervisor.
Oh, yeah, they're authorized to do, yeah, yes, sir. I can go to a certain extent, and then what I can't do, they can do. Yeah, I
okay,
can't go,
I need,
yeah, I'm limited, but they are able to do whatever, yes, sir.
Yes, I need some names.
Sure, I can do that.
And what was the number?
Okay, my name is Shantae, Chantauh.
Chauh?
Yes, sir. Supervisor name is Kayla, and we don't give out last name for security purposes.
Well, that's good enough.
Kayla?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Now, just bear with me for a second. Let me go ahead and take care of this notation, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so I've gotten that taken care of. Okay, so I made notations to the account. If you should have any problems, you can contact us again. The next agent, if it's not myself, will see the notations that have made on your account where it shows where you are to keep the earbuds and the watch at no charge. Okay.
Okay. Very
per
good.
Supervisor. Yeah. Okay. The cancellation number?
Yes.
It's C, as in Charlie, 5-5-5-5. 6, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie, 4, E as in Echo, 7-9-7.
Okay, that was C-5-5-6, mm-hmm. AC-4-E, 7-9-7.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate all your help.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Clements. I do appreciate you. You've been a great customer, and thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye. Mm-hmm.